help or welcome everyone to our monthly meeting, Wednesday, August 10th. I'm your chair, Commissioner Hassan, District 2. With me, live and in person, is Commissioner from District 3. So we're meeting in person at our Point Hudson Pavilion building, in addition to Zoom and phone access. I would like Pete to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please feel free to join us.
And the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God,
indivisible. So our first item of business is the approval of the agenda. Are there any changes or additions to the agenda?
I've none.
We have May's financial report on there, and I just wonder if we want to discuss that or just leave it as an information piece since we have June also.
Should we leave the May financials notes since as an informational piece and just discuss the year to date June?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
No objections. The agenda is approved in a minute. Public comments. Our court welcomes your comments in writing before or live during our meeting, presented to your commission as part of the record. The purpose is for you, our public, to inform us, your commission, views. We will not be entering into a dialogue at this time. I encourage you to contact individual commissioners for further discussion. If attending in person, please step up to the podium and introduce yourself. Attending on Zoom, raise the hand icon to let us know you'd like to speak.
We do not have anyone sign on to this.
Attending by phone, press star 9 to let us know you'd like to speak. All right, and seeing no public letters, we'll go forward then with anyone who'd like to come up to the podium and speak.
Hi, I'm Lisa Wisher. I have a proposal that I've been working on for a little while, but it's just kind of starting to coalesce, but I would like to be able to make an announcement at vote. So preliminarily, I would like to put my idea forth to you guys and see if it brings about for service to the community, which is my intention. I volunteered at Woodboat Festival survey crew for a few years, and the primary concern was that there was no place to sit along the route on both sides. So I would like to propose a community veg building contest. No cost to you guys or community. Just be able to create about a dozen benches for permanent placement along the route and with maintenance built into that. So that you guys don't have to maintain it, you can have a yearly. Each bench would be adopted by a business or a person . So the few pictures that I have to share, I've been in touch with the gal who did a lot of the benches that they went into the parks. Maybe shall I just pass it? It's just a real simple plank design. And she had lots of volunteer organizations gather together and place those. So initially my idea was that it's a real nice, sturdy, simple bench. Being offered either as a pre-built kit or built specs and then embellished by each participant. And then when we walked the route to see where they might be placed, actually found two benches that no one seems to know who put them there, how long they've been there, but they certainly have not been maintained. and they're in great shape. So as an example, these are sitting on the far side, and they're still in good shape. It hasn't been maintained as long as they've been there, but so are the leaves. So I kind of appreciate the consideration on that one. And I'm ready to make the announcement. Barb and I have walked through it. And I walked through it. All feels like a good service with a win-win-win for adding seating, being able to bring service for people from the Winslow and then our community as well.
Thank you. Is there anyone else in the audience who would like to comment?
We've got it on the agenda for regular business
today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with no further public comments, then we're on to the consent agenda. Our next item of business includes three bids. The approval of regular business meeting minutes from July 13, 2022, the approval and ratification of warrants, and the third resolution 771-22 authorizing warrant cancellation. So
I'll make a motion.
No nays. We've accepted the consent. We're now on to second reading, of which there is none. First reading, none. Regular business. That will start with the request for benches of Point Hudson 5 Lisa Whitman.
I'll let parents start.
Yeah, well, so Lisa and I had the benefit of a walkabout and a couple times talking about this idea. It's hard to be against a place for people to sit down and just have the added interest of probably some artistic flair and drawing the community in the Point Hudson. So locations are yet to be determined. So that's something we want to work in coordination with Port Maintenance on to make sure that they're not and have a hard time mowing and moving around them or anything like that. But I think from a staff perspective, we like the idea. Not quite sure. Looking at Eric here, we haven't quite thought through what the method of authorization would be. So I think if the commission's inclined to do it, then probably a motion to authorize would get the ball rolling. For us, we're trying to figure out if we're licensing the use to Maritime Center or to some other group or what that actually looks like, or are we just allowing this to happen on poor property? So, a couple of questions that we need to sort out. A threshold question for you is whether you want to allow the use in general.
Yeah, honestly, one great idea, Lisa. So I'm behind you 110%. At PSC, we had talked about, so last year we were in Hawaii, there are if you walk along the south shore of Kauai, there are benches along a walking path, very similar to your vision. And they have, these are memorials for families that have visited for a long time. So in memory of so-and-so. And Sherry and I had the idea that would really be a cool thing to do for dad, my dad who passed away, to put a bench up in front of the office that would say in memory of so-and-so. And then we thought the same thing was true and talked about it with Christian for Brian Toss as well. And we were gonna donate the funds to make that happen and install those benches. So I don't know if there's a incorporation of that, if that's appropriate or not, you know, open to anything, but yeah.
May I respond?
Sure, absolutely.
So one of the ideas of the contest is to have different categories.
Sure.
And one of those, it has been requested that we have a memorial bench.
Yeah.
So that we can memorialize folks who have.
Sure. Okay.
So it might be important.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Pete, I'm thrilled to hear that you're working on that with Christian.
Yeah.
The memorial benches. And I'm thrilled also about this idea. We always had a bench in front of the sail loft, and it's just, I'm one of those people always looking where to sit down, so I'm all for this. I would move to authorize the staff to go forward with certain out the best way to do it.
Yeah, I'm on board with that.
Okay, motion is carried.
All right, it sounds like we'll be in touch.
Wonderful.
Soon, since we're both right around the corner.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Okay. Next item we'll be observing here is the May 2002 financial report. Because we've reviewed this in the workshop, and we're now on to item C, which is June year-to-date quarterly report. Ready for Abigail's presentation.
Thank you, Commissioner Hoppe. So starting on page 42, you'll see there's a new graph that I put together for the second quarter year to date that consolidates the revenues, expenditures, and net income for operations, and it gives us a five-year trend. It's pretty easy to see from that graph that we're doing well with our revenues. And as expected, expenses are going up a little bit, but not quite as much. Although it is interesting to note, you can see in the table below the graph that for this year anyway, the expenses are almost keeping pace with revenues. So that's just something to watch. And going on to the next page, we're talking about the project expenditures, the capital projects that were budgeted. You have the budget dollar amount, if it was in the budget, and then the year to date. Haven't gotten a lot of traction yet on some of the budgeted items, but that's just because of the seasonality and because of start dates for the jetty. I know the stormwater treatment, we've started working on that too, although that's probably going to cost over into next year.
Do you want to finish before questions?
Oh, you can ask anytime. Sure.
Wonderful. So I know that the payment repair came as a surprise, so could not have been budgeted for. Was it similar with the yard stormwater materials replacement? Was that just something we hadn't anticipated? It's just...
So, yes, I can speak to that briefly. Sure. I think with respect to the media, at least that was unanticipated. We had a breakthrough on stormwater media and had to reorder basically a media pack much sooner than we had anticipated.
Well, and that was during that rain event, which is why we were talking to FEMA about it.
Right. Moving along to the non-capital use of funds, the DNR vessel destruction, we've already had two agreements in place that we've completed. Now we have a third for two more vessels, I believe it is, to be destroyed. So we'll see more expenditures in that pot. But we're expecting a refund from DNR, which exceeds our actual costs because we also build them for our cost for use of machinery and that sort of thing.
And Abigail, could you remind me, pre-demolition, is there someone from our crew or the Northwest Maritime Center secondhand store that comes aboard and salvages what is salvageable for resale or recycle? What's our protocol there?
That's not typically the case. Usually, these are just straight up reimbursement contracts with DNR for demolition and disposal of vessels. When we have had requests from individuals or entities wanting, to get a gander beforehand, we've typically not turn them down. These, I think, are a bit of a unique situation in that these are not vessels that the port has custody over, but rather these are DNR boats. So it's not really within our remit to, without authorization from DNR, to allow third parties to salvage.
I am aware of our crew, and they find something that's salvageable or value, and it's not more trouble than it's worth to save it, because there's definitely an efficiency when you're demolishing via excavator. They'll set it aside and bring thrift wants it. That's great. So they do try to keep things like that are unnecessarily, going into the landfill to get these. We don't actually have the right to go on DNR boats, though. And at the Tarek's point, was to drive that a little bit finer. Until we take it for demolition, we can't even go on the boat without their authorization.
Thank you. Then also we have capital purchases year to date. Some are budgeted, some are not. And we already talked this morning about the hydraulic lift, and we'll probably be pushing that forward into the next budget and getting a revised quote. I'm sure it's probably going up, and possibly seeing about an electric option there also. I'm moving to the next page, the top of page 44. Is cash balances. As you can see, compared year to year, it's about $2 million more than the prior year. The bulk of that is, of course, the IDD funds and our other reserves are doing well. Unreserves are down a little bit, but still relatively strong. I think, as we mentioned this morning, too, we've got a little over $500,000 debt service payment that we just made in July. So that'll hit the unreserved cash, and you'll see it on the next report. If there's no questions on this page, we'll go to the financial statement. Next page of 45. Again, these are just the numbers. Give you the narrative before, but overall, we're doing well. Doing better than the prior year in revenues, doing better than budget. Also brought to your attention this morning when we were looking at this, about the increase in pay down of our receivables, which is a really good thing to have. I think a lot of that is because of the MOLO system, because people can pay online via email as soon as they get their statements. And that's what a lot of people are doing. We're seeing, a big increase in payment that way, which actually goes to the expenditure side too, because bank charges are up. And that's why, because we get charged bank fees for the credit card payments that are made by our customers. I looked at that year-to-date comparative for last year and this year, and up to June, we've received another $500,000 over last year, and it cost us $14,000 in bank fees, so it's not a bad trade-off. And then looking at, of course, expenditures, expected to go up a little bit. We planned for it to go up, and we're just a bit over budget year to date. Not all of those expenditures are linear, though, so we'll see how it continues to go as the months go on. But overall, net income expense is looking quite healthy compared to last year, as well as the budget. Are there any questions at this point?
Abigail, I'm a little confused. This is my I'm not really clear on what you're trying to say in D.
D?
Yes.
Okay. The line of credit payment?
Yes. So I'm just a little lost in this, mostly because I'm not the most familiar financial mind here.
It might be easier if you, if you just look at page 45. And the letter D coincides with the other decreases in fund resources listing. So that's referring to those totals. And if you look at the debt principal and interest payments for 21 and then compare it to 22.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry. No, it can be confusing.
Just couldn't see that D.
Yeah.
No problem. Sure, right here. Thank you.
That's it.
That's it for me. Questions? Thank you very much. Does this need any action? It's just informational. Okay, then we're on to D, the IDD second quarter report.
So, we got the handout that has the numbers on it.
Yes.
And that was just added. So, this gives you an overall picture of where we are with the IDD. The receipts that have been received since the beginning of the levy, each year what was budgeted and each year what was actually spent on capital projects that were identified and approved by the Commission. Also gives you other information about, you know, the establishment of the IDD, the first year of the collection, the base year, millage rate, and also the estimated remaining balance to tax. So where we are year to date, 2022, the last two columns, there's the budget, and then the actual, we're a little over halfway through the year. We're a little over the levy amounts in halfway, but that's just people paying their taxes on time. And then the expenditures haven't largely been seen because of the jetty project primarily, and some of the other projects which will probably move forward into the next year.
Would one of those projects for next year be those ferry buildings?
Actually, no, they're working on the ferry buildings now. They're working on the building that ACI took over, from Dave's Welding, and they're working on Pete's Marine.
No one, yes, it's both years. So we anticipate that. What do we have? We've got enough to do about 5 years with the 2 building a year program. Mm-hmm. Really would like to step up to the 5 building a year pledge level. So we can touch all 50 buildings once a decade, but some of them are much more complicated. And you know, it's, I think we're feeling some urgency to get the ball on the roofs here at Point Hudson, which will be significantly more expensive. Even though if we got an updated estimate, I mean, we're talking $500,000+ probably for these roofs. And some question with regard to the city as to the replacement material, if we'll be able to go with stainless steel metal as we have on the other side of the marina, or would need to have sort of a mismatch comp on this side and metal on that side. Yeah. But no more asbestos, at least.
Yeah.
Maybe comp on one side and metal on the other side of the building.
Should make it historically interesting. Yeah.
And you're always talking about those single shingle matrix for solar panel too. I wonder if that would pass muster.
Yeah, I don't think they're quite there yet on the technology, but someday I do think that's where we're headed. Where you've got the fully integrated tile that is solar and roofing. The Tesla roof, I guess. Right. Yeah.
So just a quick question. So the budget is for the year, but we're looking on the actual, we're looking at year to date.
Exactly.
Yeah. So the top one, the $2 million number there, that likely could be reality by the end of the year in terms of what we're going to spend.
I don't think it'll
be that high.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think we'll spend almost any IDD money on the Chetty project this year because the first $5 million should be federal funds.
So you think we're going to like come in a couple million under budget for 2022 as far as the IDD is concerned, according to this chart?
Yeah, but we'll spend the next year. Yeah, I mean, it's just it'll actually really help us cash flow wise, because we'll have that much more in the bank. And that's what I'm hoping might keep Abigail from having to sign that line of credit, borrow the money. But we'll see. I mean, that just depends on how fast they pay us.
Yeah.
And we are hoping to do, I don't know if we think it'll be in before December or if it'll be in January, but in the next fish window, you know, we are hoping to do the piling program and the Boat Haven main breakwater repair. You know, that's $500,000, maybe a bit more, since we haven't fixed those prices yet. So that's real money that will be spent. Although at least 400,000 of that would be not IDB money, but would be Boat Haven reserve funds and some insurance proceeds. And I think our yard electrical is underestimated as to reality. So that's something that we're working with the PUD on. I think the program is that the PUD will likely design the yard distribution system for us, or their design program, and then we'll reimburse them for that. Of course, we'll have to pay to get it installed, but I don't think we've got particularly accurate estimates for the amount of electrical work we want to do in the boat yard to increase capacity.
Any more questions, comments? Thank you so much. We're on to item 9, staff comments.
Is that an intro behind us? Distractions.
Let me see.
Is that adventurous?
Yes. She always looks so good for that.
That's the giveaway, right? The missing piece at the top. Yeah, I don't have any. Could be the world's shortest meeting.
Oh my goodness. Anything from you, Eric?
Well, a couple things, and I don't want to steal Matt's thunder at all, but we had a great meeting yesterday with Kennedy Jenks consultants. About a month or so ago, I think they were selected as the firm that we would seek to negotiate a contract with initially for the stormwater improvement project at Boat Haven. Had a really good kickoff meeting, kind of yard walkthrough with them yesterday, and it's a really good crew with a lot of fantastic experience and kind of proven success. Record of success. So we're in the process of negotiations right now, and we're hopeful that we will be able to bring a professional services agreement back to you at the first meeting in September. A lot of other things going on.
Can I ask you a question about that? So I've noticed in the IDD, we're budgeted for 660 on that project this year, and we're probably not going to spend that. So we're just banking that up to beyond into next year. Is that right? Yeah. And how did you come up with that number?
So the project is estimated at $2.75 million.
Yeah.
And so what you're seeing in IDD is the difference between what we have received in state grant funding two sessions ago and the project cost.
Gotcha.
And that was based upon some they weren't wags really. I mean, they're consulted with, I think, three different stormwater firms to kind of get a sense of what it would take to meet the then proposed requirements under the draft permit. Now, time's gone by, so we'll see if we'll lower or not. I don't know what you're.
And the requirements have changed in that period too.
They have. We now have a new permit out. The draft that came out that caused considerable consternation for yards around the region is largely unchanged. However, the benchmark for copper has been modified substantially, and it's definitely an attainable number. And again, I think, you know, talking through with really all of the stormwater engineers that we've talked with, pretty high confidence interval that we're going to be able to get there consistently and reliably.
With an improvement.
If correct.
We have to do something.
Yeah, that part hasn't changed. Not as is.
Yeah.
We're struggling as is with the current system for sure.
And what's your sense of project budget?
It's a little sooner.
Yeah.
I suspect we'll probably spend every penny of the 2.7 million just based on cost escalation for construction and for professional services.
So, are we back to building the aircraft carrier back for it? Or are we?
No. Kennedy Jenks has had a successful track record of implementing like what they call bioretention or biofiltration. So it's building cells that get vegetated and planted that the storm water routes through in order to meet.
It's like rain gardens on steroids.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and the Port of Port Angeles recently constructed one, the Port of Tacoma. Kenny Jenks kind of has been the one who sort of pioneered the technology in this state. Mm-hmm. So it seems like a good fit for us. We've got some spots where we think it'll fit. It doesn't take up a lot of yard space or prevent us from, say, creating new space for boat storage.
And we've made that point, I think, really abundantly clear in terms of, you know, project objectives. Number one, obviously, is to effectively treat the stormwater consistently, reliably, in a way that hopefully has the lowest long-term operations and maintenance costs possible, but also one that, to the extent feasible, uses at least existing conveyancing infrastructure, if that's possible, and which would minimize the loss of revenue generating space in the yard.
So the drains won't move necessarily. We might have to regrade and replumb. That's all I'm saying.
For the most part, we're still exploring this idea of trying to centralize everything. So there may be some drains and some conveyance pipes that change so that we can get it all to a single location in the yard. But it's not meant to be a wholesale redo of the stormwater system.
Cool. And I don't know. I think I'll let you speak to the myriad of other projects.
The other ones.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'll tell you what's also on the top of my mind is securing some construction management support for the Point Hudson breakwater. So in September, there will likely be a professional consultant agreement, one with Mott McDonald, who is the engineer of record, to provide some engineering support during construction of the breakwater, and a second one with a gentleman who was a marine contractor for many years, who lives in Kingston, who's going to serve as our resident engineer and construction manager, Tom Coltis. So we're very lucky that he's interested in our project. He's got time available, so he'll be helping us with construction management. And of course, port staff will be involved as well, but there's so many projects going on. It wasn't one that any one of us could take on and do the construction management, you know, by ourselves. So we took an opportunity to hire an experienced marine contractor.
So kind of a similar arrangement, like we have a type?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Ty Coleman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Former Manson.
Yeah.
Coincidentally, Tom Coltis is former Orion, who's our general contractor. I think the other project that's we've heard a lot about lately is our Sims Gateway and Boatyard Expansion Project. We had a great turnout at the open house on Saturday. A lot of people came through. We're estimating anywhere between 50 to 100 people came through. We know that 50 people signed in when they came in, but it seemed like many people just kind of came in and visited the displays with staff and didn't sign in. So we feel like we had a fairly strong showing. Next steps for that project, staff will probably be a combination of city staff, PD staff, and port staff will present to the Parks Tree Trail Advisory Board at the City of Port Townsend Tuesday, August 23rd at 4:30. That's their regular meeting time. So we'll present sort of the outcome of the stakeholder committee process and the community engagement process to the advisory board. There's a scenario, there's a range of scenarios that will be presented, and it'll be kind of up to the advisory board to identify a recommendation that will then get carried forward to a joint meeting that we're having between the City of Port Townsend, Port Townsend, and Jefferson County Community.
On September 12th.
I think the location has yet to be determined. It'll probably get nailed down soon, though.
Yeah, we're talking about maybe this spot, but wanting to make sure that our technology can support that kind of a meeting. So that's our only reservation is our technology, I think. But this would be a good spot, plenty of, but a bit bigger than council chambers.
Right, so stay tuned, more to come in the coming weeks on that project.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any more staff comments?
Christian, sorry.
Hi, Christian. How are you guys doing? Just a quick 5 minute update with yard operations and White Hudson transition there. We have seemed to have gotten past that 2 month delay for getting haulouts. 2 week time period for getting things out. So we're back to kind of what we know is pretty nominal or good operating. Boats coming in, boats coming out. So that's a positive update there that we're back to what we're used to turn around and kind of what communities used to as well. So that's a big update there. This is typically one of the slumps that we have in the yard just because it's the time of year everybody's using their boats. So I think we've got a little bit of a downturn currently that we'll pick up here towards the end of August, going into September. So we'll see what brings for this coming fall winter season here. That's kind of waiting to see what that outcome is here.
Slower in the shipyard than the boat yard right now?
Yeah, shipyard is, we have some boats that have been out for quite some time at this point. There's a few boats coming in now, but I mean, a lot of our traffic is commercial fishing vessels and all carrying sea. So
we've got some barges that we do that look like
some Navy barges and four total, one from 3 at a time. Really small end, but encompassing a large swath of that back section of the yard over there. So that they are slated originally bid was for 3 weeks per barge, but it sounds like it may extend beyond that. So something still be working on it pretty effectively for at least probably a month, if not a little bit farther. So good chunk of the yard occupied back there. So we do have opportunity in the front yard there for folks to haul out. The other piece there is the Point Hudson transition to go in line with the breakwater there. I've got assignments up to most of the non-business tenants, and I do have assignments ready for businesses that I'm going to make a phone call to set those up because they're not just sitting like Puget Sound Express, for example. It's got to arrange for making that work. Seems to be going well. There's a few odds and ends here, just trying to make sure that everybody's satisfied with their assignments. The other big one is the kayak reassignment there. They're working. We got notice of the kayak working to see if there's ways to make the transition right now going over to Boat Haven work for them and see if we can work for a longer duration for the extent of the project or if there's some hybrid moving. Some of that includes looking at moving the dock little pass that dock over that direction, see if there's space. I think there's some potential, but still pieces we're exploring here to try and make sure that we can address the concerns with the displacement during that duration of the vessel, or duration of the work project there. So other than that, we'll see Aubrey down, we'll see there. She's been on there for about a month now, and she's doing a great job. So if you're in that area, I highly encourage you to stop in and say hi, whoever up here wants to know, but she's out there every day, grooming and making that place wonderful. So I would encourage you guys to stop down and say hi there, so.
I'm curious how our transient, how many visitors we're having at Point Hudson by boat and at the boat haven, and even Quilsey, that's going on.
Yeah, I think Quilsey, I can say the transient traffic has been limited for the last month. We have the popular days like the shrimp days where it just gets inundated with, I think our counts for trailers were 70 or 80 trailers in the area there, plus just traffic moving in and out. Obviously diminishing over time, but at least the first four we have about that much traffic in Quilsey there. As far as counts, catching me without a factual number here, but I will say that it's definitely the trends that I'm seeing here, and I can follow up with more data for this stuff, but the trends that we're seeing is that the midday week is much more filled than we've had in the past. I think that we're getting a lot more traffic coming in through the what traditionally used to be a lull between weekends. So I think we're seeing a much more flat curve anymore for peak traffic, low traffic. I mean, you look out there, you can see even Wednesday today, there's still quite a bit of traffic out there. And the opportunity to block is partly MOLO and partly staff being able to stay on top of making sure that people are getting questions answered and help they need to. So, Bowhaven is just the classic traffic there that we see, and especially with those hot heat waves we've had, definitely a peak time for people getting on the water, because it's much more cool than sitting in your house. So classic trend that you're seeing there, but we'll get some more numbers for night accounts coming up on the next. I think that's about the update from the cool we got in here. So.
Thanks, Christian.
Sue, I think you have a report.
Yeah, we have a couple new agreements, rental agreements here at Point Hudson. One is a business office for a consulting firm, Whitaker, and the other is an art studio. And they're both on month to month. The monthly CPI increases, market rate increases are listed. We're working on some airport ad leases, and I have to make a correction in regards to Dave Ward and Northwest Custom Hangers. I mentioned that an amendment would be written for sites 278 in the name of Northwest Custom Hangers, but I need to correct that to the amendment would be written to the condo hanger association that currently occupies sites 7 and 8. Quilsey Village Store in Brotherton is signing a new month-to-month rental agreement for the kayak racket Quilsing. And another thing is Northwest Maritime Center is going to be renting 4,400 square feet for just the month of September on the back 40 to store boats and trailers, miscellaneous boat items. And there will be camping during the Wooden Boat Festival in that spot too. And that's all I have.
Is the Maritime Center gonna provide a farmhouse, or do we know who that can be?
Well, the outhouses around.
Will they probably camp during the boat festival?
Not out there.
Not officially, but yes.
Yes, yeah.
Right around 10,000.
Yes,
yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Ben Jesperson might have been their most honorable camper out there, although that's a hard thing to call. Ben is the premier boat builder of BC. His son has taken over the business, and Bent and his son
His son was a star Olympic sailor, Ben and his son and grandson won the 6 meter worlds a few years ago in Norway. And anyway, he came down to do a talk and receive a lifetime achievement award. And being of humble means, he camped in the camper that he built on the back of his pickup out there. So it definitely happens.
Yeah, this will be the, I think the Barb called this the adventure stage for the boat festival. So she's got some pretty significant talks that will be happening in here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in this room, yeah.
Yeah, and concerned that it might be so full that they were talking about overflow video and audio on the deck. But given our HVAC system and everything, this will be a remarkably comfortable place for talks.
Mm-hmm. Any questions or comments for Sue or staff comments?
I just want to make sure you both saw the ICG meeting for Thursday, August 18th. Are you going to be able to make that?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect, because I need both of you in order to have a quorum of the ICG. That's in person under the tent at San Juan and 22nd.
What time?
At five o'clock to talk about housing. Should we be there?
I'm bright. I better remember where I'm going.
That depends. Which time of day and where you're headed? Yeah, okay.
I'll be
there. The request then, probably for you, is the vice chair is to be prepared to say a few words of kind of housing and how it relates to the port. So, at the beginning of the meeting, each of the presiding officers are going to say something to set the stage for why it's an ICG issue.
And there'll be Zoom capability. There won't.
No, this will be the first in-person meeting of the ICG, and because it's under the tent,
there's no Zoom.
Okay.
So we're on to commissioner comments. Do you have anything to say?
You know, I don't. All is good.
Yeah.
Quiet on Western Front.
I would just say that Abigail, I really appreciate all you did to put this together, and to staff again for the phenomenal grants and funding that you've come up with to help us be the port we want to be. Appreciate that so much. So next.
I'll make one quick comment. Amazing that we're sitting here a month away from tearing into the breakwater and calm and collected, and the room's not full of dashing teeth. That's pretty amazing, actually. So I will say well done on that staff, because that's a pretty good accomplishment.
Yeah, it is great. Put the right jetty coming in at the right time for the community.
Calm before the storm.
What's that?
The calm before the storm.
Yeah.
All right. So the next meeting of the commission, Karen just spoke about a special business meeting with the ICG Intergovernmental Collaborative Group, Thursday, August 18th, 2022, 5 p.m. under the tent, the corner of 22nd Street and San Juan Avenue. Our next regular business meeting, Wednesday, August 24th, 2022, 5:30 p.m. at the Pavilion Building and via Zoom, is canceled. Special business meeting with the Port, City of Port Townsend, Jefferson County PUD on Sims Bay Boatyard expansion will be Monday, September 12th, 2022, or this year at 6:30 p.m. Location to be determined. Public workshop and regular business meeting will be Wednesday, September 14th, 2022 at the Pavilion Building via Zoom with a public workshop at 9:30, regular meeting at 1 p.m. We have no executive session. So I would just like to thank everyone for being here, all your hard work. Thank you, public, for attending.
So before you hit the gavel, we do want to have a groundbreaking ceremony before probably before the 15th. So we may try to coordinate that maybe for the 14th after the commission meeting or something like that when you're already all here. But we've got quite a few people who I think would like to be part of that, both from the community and those who brought bags of money to the event. So,
will there be any representatives or senators here for the break one?
We'll invite them.
Yeah. Patty Murray came for that.
She did.
Yeah.
Right here.
2006.
That was so great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We need to see Patty again.
Yeah, well, we probably better get our planning figured out so we can invite folks like that who have longer lead times. But certainly somebody from EDA will want to be here, and probably somebody from Commerce, maybe U.S. Fish,
RCO,
and RCO. But anyway, just we guess we got to put something on the calendar to make that happen.
Wonderful.
Golden sledgehammers. Probably better than golden shovels.
Or bronze.
Yeah. Cheaper to go golden.
Maybe golden chunks of cable.
Something. Well, like cable snippers. We need something that everybody can do. Yeah, cable snippers might work. How about that? Everybody take it.
Sorry, we're trying to cut through the chain.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
Yeah.
Methodical thing. All right, is there any further business? This is the meeting is adjourned. 1:52.